It is April 17, 2024. It is 7:27 a.m. And yeah, I'm supposed to go to the office today, but I decided not to go. A couple of reasons. One is I have to finish a couple of things I need to finish before the end of the week, because next week will be a lot of like going to site and meetings. So I decided not to go to the office and go to this lunch and learn meeting. The lunch and learn is an optional for me. The goal for me, well, the goal for the meeting is mostly for the sales guys than the engineers. So I decided to stay home. Typically I go to those kind of meetings because just to see our rep and keep the relationship up and running, but I just have stuff I need to finish off. And on top of that too, it is miserable outside. And I got a lot of stuff that I need to finish off, and I decided not to go this morning. And yeah, I just need to finish some stuff off. Also, I was looking at ideas of just changing it, not changing, but adding more value. Well, I'm saying the wrong things here. To add a little bit more engagement with this podcast. And I decided to check, to try, to see if possible, this is not 100% yet, if it's possible to do a video version of this podcast. Don't get excited. It's not like a big full production video podcast. This video podcast is going to be it's not going to be it's literally going to be, for example, if I'm going to do a log or an I'll be doing it through a video, but the podcast is still going to be released in audio in all the platforms, including YouTube. But there's a video version of the analog that's going to be uploaded strictly in YouTube. So far, that's the plan. That's the idea I have in my head, because the workflow remains the same. Nothing changes. This is not going to be an everyday thing, because I just don't have time to do video editing and all that good stuff. The audio editing is actually the fastest way. It's really fast. Like, I got everything sorted out. Plus, it's not that complicated. It's not a very big production workflow. But for example, if I'm going away, right, and it's easier for me to carry a camera rather than my audio equipment, because it's, trust me, it packs very small, but having a shotgun mic and it's very long and it can be questioned really fast. So I might have to consider just bringing my camera. I do have an external mic for that, the proper microphone for that, just to make it easier, because I do bring a camera with me when I travel, and sometimes I record video because it's easier for me just to do that rather than carrying my full equipment. At least that one, it doesn't suspect working, right? But if I can bring my podcasting equipment, I'd rather bring that. And again, it's more like the optics of, like, are you working? Are you not working? Because now they're getting very sensitive of that optics now. So that's why I'm kind of looking at that idea of providing a video content as part of the podcast, or as a special thing. So I'm still playing with the idea. So it's going to be interesting, because I do like video. I did that for longest time, but it's literally the same setup I'm using for Camping with Lani when the other podcast I'm working that I do. It's literally just a camera and a microphone, and the editing is pretty simple, pretty straightforward. But this one, instead of me, it's literally just me in front of the camera and talking at the same time, but it gets really boring really fast if you just want to see a person talk. So that's why I stick with the podcast audio. So yeah, that's what I'm looking at last night. I've been thinking about that for a while and how to engage. Plus, I think, because I remember where I was talking about syncing this podcast, this audio log, to an Instagram account. So I was playing with that idea for a while. I'm just trying how to do it. But I think the reason why I want to do that, because I want some type of engagement with everyone. So if you have any comments, you can leave your comments there. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to push everyone to YouTube, because every time I post something in my podcast distributor, it'll automatically goes to every single platform that includes YouTube. And YouTube actually has a comment section that everyone knows how to use. So I'm thinking about using that as an engagement tool for everyone who's listening and actually have questions. Because I do keep an eye on YouTube very, very well, a lot, because majority of my downloads, majority of my listeners are actually in YouTube. So it's easier for me to do it that way and have people have engagement there instead of pushing them to another platform that they may or may not have access to, right? So that's why I'm looking at that. I'm probably making all of my decisions probably in the next couple of weeks how to do that. But back to the video thing. I'm still not sure how I'm gonna do this yet, but I am getting my gear ready. Again, I have all the gear ready because of my other podcasts, because I do camping podcasting. So plus that podcast is actually a video based podcast, so there's a lot of, like, I already have the equipment. I'm just stripping it down more, because I do have a shotgun mic plus a wireless mic plus lights connected to the in that kit itself. So I'm trying to strip that down to make it travel friendly, easy to carry friendly, and you just toss in your bag and you're off, right? So plus it can actually go hand in hand with my current podcasting setup with the camera. So it works both ways. I'm still trying to play with the idea, see what I can get them come up with, and go from there. It is 10:10 a.m. and I knew it was supposed to rain today, but I did not realize it's going to be raining until tonight, early in the morning. There's even the long range forecast is telling us that it's going to rain until the weekend. That threw me off guard, to be honest with you. We do, typically, spring weather like this, we get rain, but we don't expect rain for this long. So I was planning to go leave lunchtime and go to grab something to eat and grab something for dinner for tonight. Before all that, I was planning to head to the park and hang out there and do some recording. But apparently that's not going to happen now because of all the rain. So my whole plan for this afternoon has been shot. So what I'm gonna do is I'm probably still gonna go out for lunch and do something or eat here. I think I'm gonna be eating here at home, and take a walk across the street to get some groceries in the rain. I kind of like walking in the rain. I used to live in Vancouver, and Vancouver, it rains about 9 months of the year. Drizzle rain like this, what we're getting right now is drizzle rain. So I don't mind at all. It's actually very nice, and it's very nice, and, you know, it's soothing. I think that's the best way to describe it. It's very soothing. So I'm going to figure out that later on around 11 o'clock, 11:30. I do want to be home by a certain time because there is a baseball game at 3 o'clock that I do want to watch. And also, I want to get my proof of concept of recording through my camera, doing see if that works out. So there's a lot of things I want to try out today as well, and figure that one out. Also, I want to start planning for camping trips for this year as well too. It's one of those things that I like to do at least 2-3 times a year. I'm still kind of undecided how am I going to be doing, or how am I going to restart, or not restart, but start the season of camping with Lenny. That's the biggest problem I have right now. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to do this. I do want to start it again. The reason why I'm kind of hesitant starting it again, because there's a lot of I'll be away. Like I think I mentioned several times that if I do decide to start that again, to start this season, I have to do at least 5 to 6 camping trips. But that requires me to be going away. And because what happened earlier this year, I kind of don't want to leave the city too much. And especially for the first 6 months. So that's why I'm kind of hesitant of starting that season. So I'm trying to play it by ear and go from there. But I am I am planning to go at least day trips around Southern Ontario just to go around, right? But at the same time, I'm kind of like hesitant of going because it's just kind of hard, right? In a side note, Marco has been very clingy all day today. He's typically sleeps in a bed during the day, but since I decided to stay at home, he's been sleeping beside me at my office, and that's pretty rare. He doesn't normally do that. I have this feeling it could be the rain, because typically if it rains like this, Marco has a tendency to just sleep all day and just find himself somewhere cozy and just pass out. But typically he does that in the bed or on his perch. He has a little perch in the middle of the living room. So he normally sits there, sleeps there, or in the bedroom. So him sleeping beside me is kind of, it's very nice. But at the same time, he's kind of like, I think because I was away all day yesterday, I think he was feeling a little, I think he misses me. I'll just say that. I think he misses me. That's why. But, he's been sleeping beside me since 8:30 this morning. It's already 10:15, so it's just nice for a little company beside me. It is 1:24 p.m., and I think I figured this out. I think I did. So, right now you're listening to an audio log. It's literally a personal journal for me in audio format. So now, because I'm trying to figure out new things here just to keep it more spicy, I'm going to be providing an audio log, but it's in a video format. It will be a subcategory called video log. It's not... So this is not going to be replacing audio log, but it's going to be a... almost like a journal for special events, right? So I'm still going to be doing my daily audio log, right? But the audio diary or audio or video log or video journal or whatever you guys want to call it, it's going to be dedicated for like trips, adventures, trips, travels, or anything that's considered special events. That's a big, like, multiple days. So that's going to be what's happening. So each journal will be an event. For example, if I go to Whistler, that's going to be considered it's going to be a special video journal for Whistler, right? It's going to be amalgamated to one video. It's not going to be a daily thing, but audio log is still going to be happening. So, for example, I'm still doing a log in the trip, but the video log will be more like encompassing everything else into one. You know what I mean? Almost like a greatest hits compilation of that trip, right? So I think that's what I'm gonna do. It's gonna be very interesting how I'm gonna do it. I don't know how I'm still gonna be doing it, but it's gonna be interesting, because typically an audio log for me, like especially this one, is is key moments of the day. Sometimes I wrap up the whole thing in one log, one entry at the end of the day or something like that. So, but yeah, so that's going to remain the same. But the video journal thing for that trip, for example, is one big thing. If I'm going to be for a week, everything is compiled to one personal video journal log thing, and that's going to be put on, and it'll be uploaded to YouTube for people can see and watch. So that's what's going to happen. I think that's what I'm going to do. At least I'm not forcing myself to do a video like every couple of weeks, but it's going to be a very unique thing. So I'm still not sure if I'm going to put that in the podcast world yet, but it's definitely going to be in a video. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. So I can't wait. So now I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do as an adventure. So, but that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a very, like a series. For example, if it's going to be a 5-day trip, it's going to be one video, right? But if it's going to be multiple weeks, then probably going to be one or two videos cut in like a series, for example, like a short series. But yeah, that's what's going to happen. That's definitely going to be working. That's going to work well. So I don't have to edit while I'm traveling. I can just collect it and process it after the fact. So that'll be good. That'll be fun. That's what I'm going to do. I'm so proud of myself trying to figure this one out. So that's what I'm going to do. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be great. But yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'm very happy with this brainstorming idea that I had today. That's what happened if you're watching a movie in your lunch break, and next thing you know, I got this idea. It is 3:31 p.m. and I am definitely calling it a day. It's been a very long few days, so I'm just gonna call it. That's it, I'm done. A few days ago, I did order new batteries for the recorder. It finally arrived, so I have a total of 12 rechargeable batteries from InLoops. I've used this batteries before, so I have no problems recommending them. I used them a lot when I was doing photography work, using them for my flashes, so it works perfectly. And what else did I do today? Oh yeah, so like I mentioned before, I got everything sorted out now regarding how I'm planning to do the video portion of the audio log, but it's going to be renamed to video log if I do a full version of video only log. But if I'm only doing a audio log with a video version of the audio log, it's still going to be released in video and audio log as normal. So like I mentioned before, I got everything sorted out in my head now. So the next step I'm trying to figure out is what camera am I going to be using? Am I using my bigger camera for all this, or should I just use my GoPro for ease of use, ease of carry, ease of everything else? So I think what I'm planning to do is I'm probably going to end up using the GoPro for two reasons. The first reason is the portability. Okay. Second reason is it's easy to use. I don't have to, it's one-handed use, because I do have the Volta grip for my GoPro, and I've used this before. I used this setup all the time when I was doing camping with Lenny, and the biggest thing about this setup is I can literally put it in my bag and I'm not going to feel the bulkiness of it. It is a lot. It's almost the same weight as my big camera when I do video. My dedicated camera, dedicated video camera is literally a mirrorless. But this is a lot easier to manhandle, right? So plus, everyone knows what a GoPro looks like, so everyone's not going to be as intimidating when I'm walking around recording stuff, right? And also, when I'm doing an entry, to as an audio log. Like, I can literally use it as my recorder as well too. Not as good what I'm using now, but at least it's good that I can use it. Again, it's about making everything portable as much as possible. It's easier for me to do that way with this setup than anything else. I already have all the cables. I already have the card readers for all this. It works perfectly the way it is. Plus, the file size for video is not big, so I can actually use my phone or an iPad to edit all the videos to make it easier, to be a bit more portable. But if I'm going to bring all this, I'm probably going to end up bringing a laptop with me just to make it easier for me for workflow-wise. Because I am dealing with video, I am going to bring an external drive just to store the video itself until it gets uploaded to the cloud for backup purposes. So there's a lot of things that's actually happening for this one, but I'm very happy with the kit I'm putting together. The in-loops batteries pack that I got, it's definitely going to be a lot heavier than when I'm definitely going around. But I have 12 batteries. What's the difference between buying again 12 batteries in a row and 12 batteries with me all the time plus charger? So this is going to be a lot easier for me to manhandle in the bag, right? So that's what I'm going with, just to make it easier for me to carry stuff around. So I can't wait to what I'm going to do is actually I'm going to in the next few days, I'm just going to collect everything, set it up properly, and show you guys the photo, what it looks like. But as soon as I take a photo, I'm going to send you guys to my Instagram and show you guys there, so you guys know what it looks like. Also going to post it I'm going to post it on YouTube community. I'll post it there. I think I can post it there. Yeah, I can post it there so you guys know what it looks like. It's actually pretty neat how everything's set up. So that's what it's going to look like. Again, give me a couple of days. It is the weekday. It is work week. So I'll probably do it around the Sunday or something, just to take a photo, make a beauty shot or something, and send it over and post it. Because it is a pretty portable setup. I'm very happy. I'm very proud with my my podcasting setup, my audio podcasting setup, because there's so many products I've used, devices, microphones. I have so much microphones that it just baffles me. And I used them all, and so far the one I'm using right now, my MKE 600, for this particular podcast works perfectly. I have no issues with it. Again, it's directional, it's tuned for my voice and all that good stuff. Plus, it's a lot lighter than my broadcast mic, my EV. Oh my goodness, I forgot the, well, either way, it's a broadcast microphone. It's not the Shure, but it's an EV. It's Electro Voice one. I prefer the Electro Voice than the Shure, but it's heavy. It's like, it's incredibly heavy, and this one doesn't weigh anything at all, because I did test this yesterday and when I went to the office, and to be honest with you, I didn't feel anything. It's slightly bulkier than what my bag can handle, but it is a lot lighter than if I bring my RE320. That's it, my EV RE320, my Electro Voice RE320. That microphone is heavy. It's chunky monkey. It is heavy compared to the like my recorder, my shotgun mic, and all the cables. Is still less weight than my microphone, so it's really good how light it is. But as soon as I put the batteries, then you feel, then it's gonna be slightly more than the microphone's weight. So this is perfect. This is exactly what I'm looking for. If I'm definitely gonna be going away out of town or doing some adventures, I think the GoPro will be a lot easier to carry than my other camera. But my other camera will be standing by just in case when I need it, especially if I'm doing if I'm just gonna be at home, if I want to do video, or if I have room to carry, if I'm driving anywhere, then I'll bring this one. But again, the GoPro is perfect. I am also looking at the IO InstaMic. They finally released the USB-C version, and it's pure black or pure matte white or pure matte black. It does 32-bit recording. It's so small, you can just clip it in your shirt with a clip or a magnetic clip and sync it in post. And your quality of the microphone is great, because currently I'm using a lavalier mic with a recorder, with a 32-bit recorder in my pocket when I'm doing something like that. But if I'm going to walk around doing like a run and gun sort of vlogging, quote-unquote vlogging style, then yeah, I'll look at that setup. But right now, the setup in the GoPro, I'm fine with it. It's easy. If I need to talk and record something close and the camera's facing away from me, I'll just put the camera a lot closer to my mouth and it picks up properly, because I did that. I was doing that a lot when my other podcast, my video podcast for camping, and it works perfectly. So for now, I'm just going to leave everything as is. Everything's working perfectly. So I am putting graphics together for the video log portion of the podcast, a segment within Audiolog, and the Audiolog video version. I'm putting that together now as well too. So hopefully in the next few weeks, I don't know yet when yet, but I'll start putting something together just to start testing and start seeing the workflow and all that stuff to make it work. But I'll let you guys know if I'm actually doing this in video mode, so you guys can actually see it, and you can watch this podcast audio log entry on YouTube as well too. So I want to give you guys the option of how you guys want to ingest this episode, ingest a log entry, traditional podcast or on YouTube for video. So again, it's for me doing it this way doesn't really change my workflow too often, so it works perfectly. So yeah, I just want to give you guys a heads up what's going on. I'm very happy with this. It's a very productive day for me, and we'll chat to you guys later.